Hello, I'm Shantavia Johnson, and I'm on a mission to inspire you to build a brand, business, and life you love. Thank you for downloading the Create Your Perfect Vision audio program. In this program, I'll teach you three simple steps to get crystal clear on the vision for your brand, your life, and your business. By the end of this, you will have the tools to create a written vision based on the suggestions I provide here. And yes, I do want you to write these things down. I'm old school. I want you to write this stuff down. I want you to have the perfect vision for you. Not what anybody else says you need to have, not what society says you need to have in this phase of your career and your life, but what you want, what makes sense for you. Those nagging feelings you might have, like there's more out there for you, let's tap into all of that stuff to create the perfect vision for you and how you're going to find whatever is out there for your life. Now, I'm not suggesting everything will actually be perfect, but I do think there's an ideal brand, an ideal business, and an ideal life for you and your specific expertise, experiences, and goals. And I want you to have all of it. Let's secure all the bags, not just for yourself, but for the countless people out there who need you. The people whose lives will be better because you've worked with them, or they've heard you, or they've bought your products. I really believe that this exercise that I'll walk through in a few minutes is one of the most important things you'll do this year. It has transformed not only my life, but the lives of the people who I work with. In my own life, I did this exercise for the first time around 2011 or 2012 or so. I was newly married, so I had a new marriage, a new baby. I lived in a new city about 1,000 miles from home where I grew up. I also had a new job. It was like I had begged the universe to send me all of the most stressful things at one time just to see if I would survive it or not. And frankly, a lot of times I felt like I wasn't surviving. And at any rate, you know, as time progressed, it became evident to me that with all of the new things that were happening in my life, I actually also needed new money. And it was really kind of stressful to figure out how I could go out and make more money. I had lots of ideas that I knew could help people and had a lot of knowledge that I had kind of developed over the years, but I didn't really have a ton of money. I didn't have a personal brand. Frankly, I didn't even have an idea about how to start a business that would really make money. At the time, I was working as a law professor. Before that, I had been practicing law for a little while. So I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but I really didn't know how to get there. I knew I liked some things about practice. I knew I liked some things about teaching, but I did not know how to connect all the dots. So basically, I set out to learn. And over setting out, you know, to learn, I made a ton of mistakes. I also had some successes, and I learned just so many things about even my approach. I was so focused on money that I didn't realize the money really wasn't the thing that would make me happy. What was going to make me happy was doing things that helped make other people's lives better. And as things have progressed, I really want to share the lessons that I've learned with other people, people like you. All those mistakes I've made, you don't have to make those things. I've distilled my practice over the years for getting really, really clear on my vision and my purpose and the strategies for my life, my business, and my personal brand. I've distilled all that stuff into three simple steps that I want to share with you. And it's really just three questions that I answered and three questions I think you need to answer. The first question is, what do you want? The second question is, how are you showing up right now in your life? And the third question is, how can you get from where you are right now to where you want to be? Simple questions, y'all, I know, but there's a lot of levels to this, especially when you're talking about building a business, building a brand, and ultimately creating something that makes your life better, that's not just more stress and another job. So what I'm going to do in this audio program is walk you through each question and give you some suggestions on how to go about answering these questions for yourself. And then most importantly, how you can create and write, yes, actually write, a vision based on the answers that you create. I'll also provide a link at the end of this so you can view my vision for my own company, my own personal brand, and my own life, so that you can have guidance on how to create your own as you work through creating your own. So number one, first question, what do you want? And I love this question because so few people actually ask themselves and really think about all the different levels and layers to the answer to this question. It requires that you slow down, stop Googling things and listening to other people, but really take a look in the mirror and find out what it is you want in life in a way that you may not have done before. So have you ever thought about it? Have you ever really asked yourself, what is it I'm trying to get out of getting up every day, going to this job, or going, through the motions of doing all of these things that I'm doing day in and day out? I'm sure many of you have probably thought about this, but have you really created a plan that helps you get from where you are right now to where you want to go? And so that's what I'm asking you to do right now. I want you to figure out how to get from here to there, whatever that there is. And so I'm going to ask you to complete this exercise that goes by many different names. Some people call it a painted picture. Some people call it a vivid vision. For some period of time, I was calling it a looking glass or a look in the mirror. I don't care what you call it. But this exercise has just been so transformative in my life that I want to share it with you. So I didn't invent it, like I mentioned. I first heard about it from an entrepreneur named Marie Forleo, who I follow and whose work I really, really respect. I think she got it from an author named Cameron Harold, who calls it the vivid vision. At any rate, what all of us really want you to do is look at your life and figure out what you like to see happen. With this first question, I'm going to give you some homework. It'll be fun. Don't worry. But if you're listening to this in the car or in the gym or wherever you are right now, come back to this point because I'm going to ask you to do some homework. And I love that you're listening to this, but the reason I want you to do some homework is because action steps really is where the change takes place. That's really where the transformation happens. Not just listening and Googling and that kind of thing. My voice going into your ears and into your brain is fine, but what really is going to make a difference is when you step out of that and start taking some action. So the first thing you absolutely have to do is get out of your usual location as you complete this exercise. Don't do this at home. Don't do it in your office at work. Don't do it on the train or the bus or whatever that you take every day. Go to your happy place. Go somewhere preferably peaceful and quiet that gets you out of your day-to-day routine. And take something to write with. I prefer a pen and paper for this kind of exercise, but I understand everybody's connected to their phones, their iPads, their laptops. Do whatever it takes to make you feel the most comfortable. I just think pen to paper is really powerful for this exercise because you have to think and reflect and, give yourself some time and space to consider all the things I'm about to say. So once you've arrived at your location and you've gotten settled in, pick a date at some point in the future. I like 3 years out, but for you, it might be 6 months. It may be 1 month. It may be a year. Whatever the time period may be, pick some time period. I don't think you should go more than 5 years, but again, do whatever makes you feel most comfortable. And I want you to write out 4 things. Number one, what do you want your life to look like? Number two, what do you want your personal brand to look like? Number 3, what do you want your business to look like? And number 4, what do you want your energy to look like? So let me walk through some things within all of this to help you outline what you're going to think about and write as part of this exercise. Number 1, what do you want your life to look like? You should be creating a brand and a business that supports the life you want to have. Don't just create another stressful job, y'all. We have enough stress in our lives. I know you're here because you want to build a brand and business, but I want you to think about your life first. What is it that you want to wake up and see every day? How's your family feeling? How are the people who love you feeling about the work you're doing? Are you spending more time with them? Are you happy? Are you excited to wake up in the morning. I know we're supposed to talk about business, but the personal stuff is so important. They feed on each other. The people around you who love you and your life day in and day out will be impacted by your decision to build a personal brand and build a business. So I don't want you to just create another job for yourself. If you want to work 2 or 3 days a week, great, say that. If you want to pick your kids up at 2:30 or whatever time from school every day, write that down. And think about what you're doing from day to day, where you're living, what kinds of vacations are you taking, what kind of house or car do you have, if you have them at all. Maybe you don't need those things. When I first did this exercise myself, I had one child. She was probably a year or two old, and we lived in the Midwest. It was completely new. My husband and I were like fish out of water. It was a very, very new environment. And I knew that even though I liked a lot of the things about, you know, where we were, I knew I wanted to have another kid. I knew I wanted to live closer to my family and my husband's family. We have aging parents and, at the time, grandparents. And we didn't really have a plan for moving closer to our relatives. We did not definitely have a plan for having more kids, but I knew that I ultimately wanted those things. So I wrote it into my vision for my business, that whatever I created, I wanted it to be something that would allow me to have those things. Closer relationships, closer distance to my family, more than one kid. I even wrote down how old my oldest child would be when this new child was born, gave him a name and everything. And guess what? It took some time, but 4 or 5 years later, I had this second kid. We moved closer to our relatives, and I started to see a lot of this stuff manifest, even though I didn't know how it would happen. You know, well, I knew what it meant to have a baby, but I didn't know how all that stuff would really kind of come together. So I want you to think about that first. What is it you want your life to look like? Number two, what should your brand look like? What do you want your brand to look like? And that really means how you're showing up in the world as a professional. What kinds of messages are you putting out into the world? What do you want to be known for? How will you be recognized for your work? Who will be looking for somebody like you? How do you see yourself showing up as a professional, as an expert, as a person with a brand and a business? And that leads to the third question. What do you want your business to look like? So I'm of the mindset that if you have a personal brand, you also need a business. You may not think of yourself as an entrepreneur, and I get that because the definition of entrepreneur is so kind of up and down depending on who you talk to. But if you have a brand and you are out there selling components of the content you create and your reputation, you don't need to just be out there operating on your own without any business or legal protection. So I want you to think about not necessarily the nuts and bolts of how you're going to register a business with the Secretary of State or whatever, but just what you want that business to look like. Even if you always will have and will always keep your day job, you should have a registered business that protects your personal assets when you go out and do whatever the work it is you're doing. And that means like your house, your car, your bank account, your 401k. Having that business around your personal brand, if you have no plans to go out and sell, you know, products or whatever, is still important. Because having that business makes you look like a professional out in the world, and it also protects you in the event that things go wrong. So even if it's a permanent side hustle, what is that business going to look like? Who will be looking to work with you, hire you, consult with you, or whatever? How are they going to pay you? How much money do you want to make in this business? Do you want to have a one-on-one type relationship with your clients, or do you want to create something that is scalable? How will they connect with you? What value are you providing to other people's lives? So think about all that stuff as you're considering what you want your business to look like. And then the fourth kind of question for you to consider is, what do you want your energy to look like? So I know I'm talking about this last, but this last question is the most important one, because my energy really is like the most important thing in my life, because if I don't have energy, I don't have a brand, I don't have a business, I don't have much of a life because I don't have kind of the capacity to get up and do anything. Everything suffers if my energy ain't right, and I'm sure a lot of you are the same way. So what's your energy going to look like when you get to the point that you've identified in your future? 1 year, 5 years, 6 months, whatever. Who are you giving that energy to? How are you recharging that energy? How will you maintain your sanity? How are you feeling? All that type of stuff. Consider all of that. So in my current vision, I say I want to feel fulfilled. I say I want to feel grateful. I say I want to feel calm. Even though the vision that I've created is really about my personal brand and my business, I'm talking about my energy and my life because I don't want more stress. I want less stress. I want to do the thing that I was put on this earth to do, but I want to do it in a way that supports me and helps me feel energetic and positively showing up in the world. And writing that in my vision really brings me back to center a whole lot. If I'm feeling stressed or anxious or unsettled, I know I've taken on something that is outside of the scope of my vision. And many times I reevaluate and I realize, you know, I really need to say no to some things. And it has been amazingly helpful. So like, for example, there was a time period not that long ago when I was legit, y'all, like a road warrior. I was on the road all the time. I was traveling around the world and I was freaking exhausted. I was cranky. I was not taking care of myself. And I was in Europe. And when I was in Europe, I was like going. I was recording podcast episodes for a different show. I was writing a bunch of stuff, blogging, and doing the work that I was in Europe to do at the same time. I was away from my family and had been away from my family for a while. And I injured my foot. And I injured my foot when I was in Europe, but leaving Europe on the way back to the U.S. And I was really too busy and, frankly, a little too afraid to go to the doctor when I was in Europe. So when I got back to the U.S., I was still really busy. And I went for probably 4 months without going to a doctor for them to check out my foot. And I actually really had a serious injury. And, you know, I said at that point when I was sitting in that doctor's office, this is not going to happen to me again. I'm not going to get to the point where I'm so rushed and so frazzled that I'm not taking care of myself. So once I came to that realization, I started saying no to many, many, many more things. I pulled back a lot. And so my vision has helped me in that way, because you can get pulled in so many different directions, especially when things start to pop off a little. And I don't want that to happen to you. So consider those things that I mentioned. What do you want your life to look like? Your brand, your business, and your energy. I know this is a lot of questions. Take all the time you need to flesh this stuff out. You'll probably need at least a few hours, maybe one day, maybe more than one day, because what you're creating right now is the power of vision in your own life. And I want you to have some uninterrupted time to do that. As you do this, though, if you don't hear anything else I say in this audio program, please don't allow yourself to be limited by what you can see. Money, finances, I don't care what your bank account looks like right now, or even if you have a bank account. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you're in a relationship. I don't care if you have 3 kids or 30 kids. Well, if you have 30 kids, you got a lot going on. But it really doesn't even matter if you have a lot of kids. No matter what it is you think is realistic, put all of that to the side right now. Let yourself actually dream about the perfect vision you have. Don't get caught up in the, how am I going to do all of this? I'm too busy. I have this. I don't have that. I really want you to think without limitation. Let yourself dream. So this first step, I know I've given you a ton to think about in these questions, but the first step really is to ask yourself what you want and be completely honest about that. The second step, question number 2. After you've asked yourself what you want, number 2, how are you showing up in your life right now? How are you presenting to the world? And so this question asks you to get real about where you are right now. And this is pretty challenging for folks. I work with some people who, when I ask them, you know, how are you showing up right now? They've never really thought about how they're showing up right now. And this is a tough question. What can you actually create a brand and a business around? And I get caught up in this stuff sometimes too. I start thinking, well, who's going to pay me for anything that's in my brain right now? How can I create a personal brand when I feel like I don't really have it all together? How can I create a business around something when I don't even know what to do to start a business? I'm assuming if you found me and opted into this audio program, you may be struggling with the same things I struggle with and many other people who've gone down this path. Some people don't really think of themselves as experts about anything at all, or business owners or entrepreneurs. Maybe you're feeling that way too. But what I have learned over many, many years is so many people struggle with this stuff. This is not unique to you. Anyone who's successful has struggled with some form of this stuff. But what I want to assure you is that whatever you know right now, you have some kind of expertise. And I just want to explain to you how you can figure out what that is and how you can go about creating the life, the business, the brand that you want around that. And there are really two things I want you to do as part of this, you know, question of how you're showing up in your life. First, I want you to listen to yourself, your honest, true, authentic self. And the second thing I'd like you to do is listen to the people around you. So if you're creating a personal brand, that is really a combination of how you see yourself plus how others see you. So the way you can begin to solve your own personal brand equation is to add this stuff together. How you see yourself plus how others see you. In terms of how you see yourself, how are you showing up in the world? What are you constantly giving advice to other people about? What are you constantly fielding questions about? What kinds of questions do you want to be answering? In my own life, when I started this work, I'd already been practicing intellectual property law. I'd already been teaching intellectual property law. So that's patents, trademarks, and copyrights. I really liked it, but I didn't really want to be a traditional practicing lawyer. I didn't really want to be stuck in a law school classroom for the rest of my career, even though I enjoyed some things about that. And I realized, okay, I'm showing up in the world this way, and I continue to get questions about that, but I really want to shift a bit. But what it also helped me realize is other people saw me as an expert in some of this stuff because they were, frankly, reaching out to me to answer questions for them about intellectual property. When I was in law school especially, I was getting a ton of questions about, you know, the research I was doing and that kind of thing. So this exercise, if nothing else, helped me figure out that I do have expertise. The reason folks are reaching out to me and asking me questions is because they think I can answer those questions. And that is the foundation of becoming an expert. So it was helpful for me to start thinking about all the stuff I was doing as expertise that I was developing. And one of the things I want to suggest to you is to look around and see what you've already created. Are you blogging? Are you regularly talking about stuff on social media, even if it's just posting links to other people's work? If you're a teacher or a professor or a faculty member at any level, you've probably done some amount of teaching, obviously, some amount of research, some about writing. You know a ton about whatever it is you've been writing about or teaching about or Googling or researching. Those articles, those lesson plans, all the stuff you've developed will help you start to figure out what your expertise is. And here's another thing to note too. Just because you're doing whatever that stuff is, working as a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, an engineer, a consultant, HR professional, whatever, that doesn't mean that's where you have to start, right? So if you really want to be a candy maker or something, you just have to go out and find some new expertise. Now, it might be helpful to build on the stuff you already have, but if you really want to pivot, if there's something else that's compelling you to move forward in a different direction, please do that. And after you've looked internally, the other thing I'd like you to do, and we've talked about one component, so looking internally. Once you've done that, the next thing I want you to do, and it may make you a little uncomfortable, is ask other people how they think you're showing up in the world. So a personal brand is two parts. It's not just you sitting in your bed or at a desk or whatever saying, well, I wonder what my personal brand is. Part of it is your reputation, and you got to reach out and ask people what they think your reputation is. I suggest two questions. You may have some other things you want to reach out and ask people about, but the two questions I would focus on in reaching out to other people is asking them, what are my best qualities and what am I good at? Just like those two things alone will give you a ton of good fodder to consider. Now, I'm not saying you go up randomly to people on the street and ask them, what do you think I'm good at? How am I showing up in the world? I want you to find your trusted tribe. So these are the people who've been knowing you your whole life. The people who know your nicknames when you were a kid, your embarrassing stories from college. They may be work friends who work with you day in and day out. Either way, reaching out to people who actually know you and spend time around you will help you figure out what your personal brand is, how you're showing up in the world already. Now, this is not intended to be like a true, pure red light, green light type of thing. Like I said, if you have your heart set on being a candy maker, nobody sees you as a candy maker, that is okay. It just means you have some work to do. And along those same lines, if everybody says, oh, you're an amazing lawyer, you should do more of that, and you're trying to run away from practicing law as fast as possible, I'm not suggesting you stay just because your trusted tribe says you should. The point here is just to give you some early feedback on where you exist right now. And the common threads will help you figure out, you know, what direction you need to go into next. And once you figure this out, where you currently sit, how you're presently showing up, the final question, so number three, that third question I want you to ask yourself is, how can you get from where you are right now and how you're showing up in the world right now to where you want to be? So this is where you start to build connections and a relationship between where you are and where you want to go. So what I want you to do now, you've been writing a bunch of stuff, taking notes on a bunch of stuff. I want you to link these two things together. I would say this may be 3-ish to 4, maybe 5 pages, and this will become your vision for your brand, your business, and your life. This document will outline what you want to have happen in your life and how you're going to make it happen. And it's not just you, remember, because you've reached out, you've talked to people, you've asked other people for feedback about this stuff. And that's important because even though this is about you, it really ain't about you. You have been given amazing talents and gifts that the world needs. This is not just about you. This is about all of the people out there waiting for you, waiting for the solutions you have to the problems they have. And that's really the thing. That is the most important thing, positively impacting other people's lives. As you create your final vision document, I also want you to start thinking like a person with a dynamic personal brand and a successful business. This is where the rubber meets the road, right? And I want to make sure you have a clear path to some real action items. So if you didn't address the following things in those earlier 2 points, I want you to make sure you address them now as you're starting to write your vision document. What are the things you're going to do to build your personal brand and business? Who are you going to help? Who are your customers? How do you make money? How much are you charging? Who is helping you? So these might be real life mentors or consultants or coaches. It might just be people you follow online. It might be podcasts. But who's helping you along the way? I hope I'm one of those. When and where are you working? And how do you feel? Make sure you're thinking like a person with a dynamic personal brand and successful business by answering these questions. Once you've typed up this document, look at it regularly. Every week, every day, every month, get in the habit of reminding yourself of what you want and how you're going to go out and get it. If you truly want to see the things happen in your future, you're going to have to start taking some steps today. Yes, like really today. And this is going to become the real life blueprint for your brand, your business, and the life you want. So obviously nothing was built in a day. Do not stress yourself out on how you're going to make everything happen ASAP. It's going to take time to find the right opportunities, appear in the right places, build the right website, find the right niche that works for you. But you can do this. This stuff ain't easy, I know, but it is doable. All right, so congratulations on finishing this audio program. You are on your way to building your perfect vision. I am so, so proud of you for taking these steps. I read a book once that asked readers, with no clear picture of how you wish your life to be, how on earth can you begin to live it? And so this question so resonated with me, and it made a ton of sense. So many of us stumble through life from one thing to the next, searching for nothing or searching for success that somebody else has created, determining, you know, what it is our life should actually look like. It makes real sense to create a picture yourself. Because I don't believe we have to live in a way where we're always chasing somebody else's version of success. I believe in bold action. I believe in big steps. I believe in a personally tailored vision for my life that I have created and played a major part in. And let me just say, my big step might be a baby step for somebody else. My baby step may be a huge step for somebody else. Either way, I am personally creating the vision for my life. I am, of course, allowing, you know, the purpose I've been placed on this earth to drive a lot of that. And I'm not under any preconceived ideas that I'm out here doing all of this alone. My faith plays a major part in the work that I do. So I know everything that I'm doing, I'm just a vessel through which my purpose is being delivered to the world. I want to have the brand that I want. I want to have the business that I want. I want to have the life that I want. And I want you to have those same things, the brand, the business, the life that you want. You can make it happen, and I'm here to help you. So please be sure to visit my website at shantavia.com and subscribe to my Make It Happen Monday newsletter, which, surprise, comes out each Monday. I provide tools, advice, and action items to support you along your journey. You can also subscribe to The Shantavia Show, where I provide even more steps, tools, and strategies to help you build a brand, business, and life you love. You can find The Shantavia Show on YouTube and across, you know, any place where you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you.